Mini episode 202 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Outside the Box Score, your home on the web for entertaining sports columns and videos. Follow them on the web at OutsideTheBoxScoreBlog.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Hi, this is FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris with your list of fantasy football players to keep in your lineup every week in 2012 if they are healthy. We stand against the tendency in our industry to advise overmanaging. Our program deals only with the more marginal players who should be subject to your consideration about who to start from week to week. If healthy, you keep these guys in your lineup. Quarterback: Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Matthew Stafford, Cam Newton, Eli Manning, Philip Rivers, and Tony Romo. Running back: Arian Foster, Ray Rice, LaShawn McCoy, Maurice Jones-Drew, Chris Johnson, Ryan Matthews, DeMarco Murray, Marshawn Lynch, Michael Turner, Matt Forte, Darren McFadden, Trent Richardson, Adrian Peterson, Ahmad Bradshaw, Jamal Charles, Steven Jackson, and Ben Jarvis Green Ellis. Wide receiver: Calvin Johnson, Larry Fitzgerald, Roddy White, Wes Welker, Andre Johnson, Mike Wallace, Greg Jennings, Victor Cruz, Hakeem Nicks, Jordy Nelson, Brandon Marshall, A.J. Green, and Julio Jones. Tight end: Rob Gronkowski, Jimmy Graham, Vernon Davis, Jermichael Finley, Aaron Hernandez, Antonio Gates, and Jason Witten. All right, folks, welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode 202. It's the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider for NFL Week 7. Rick Morris and Kyle Ross. Kyle, hopefully things are going well with your fantasy teams at this point in the season, if they are for mine.
Well, not last week. I really laid an egg last week. I was red hot. I'd been 4 in a row. And lost. Yeah. I'm now in a three-way tie for first in my division. I got the tough division apparently this year. I'm 4-2 though. I'm doing okay. Cam Newton was on a bye. I was expecting a nice game from Andrew Luck, and I did not get it.
Both of mine lost last week. My teams are doing well. I think I'm in a tie for first place in both leagues. But yeah, last week just seemed like a funky week all the way around. But we're going to have some, when we get past this week's standard stuff here, we're going to have some advice for the peeps to celebrate the fact that this mini episode is a part of the 200th newsletter at FantasyDraftHelp.com's blog, FantasyDraftHelp.blogspot.com, a companion, of course, to the FDHLounge.blogspot.com, where this can also be caught every week here. But for the last year plus, we've essentially just been doing the show as our version of the newsletter here. So this newsletter goes back to like the fall of 08. However long one per week would be, over 200 weeks, I don't know. Somebody else can do the math. But, since this is the 200th one here, and mini episode 202, which is a strange coincidence that it's that close together, we'll have a little something extra for you here at the end of it. But just going to blow through first our recommendations for this week. We'll do them by position because it's the same information. I think it's a little more efficient time-wise to do this. With the aforementioned eight plays at quarterback that we like every week. By the way, probably going to have some revisions to that next week. Cam Newton, you're on the bubble. You're still an every week play, but you and some other guys are on the bubble.
I have a tough decision to make with him and Luck this week.
Yeah, but we'll see. A little spoiler alert here. Luck is not one of our recommended plays.
All right, okay.
So by process of elimination, I guess
I'd
go with
you afterwards if that doesn't work out, by the way.
If you text me to taunt me about my advice, you'll be no better than our good friend Joe Lindway.
Oh.
We work with at the Sports Talk Network, as I call him out, Joe Lindway, the ingrate, who likes to throw my advice back at me, who asks me for advice, and then I don't mind a little Socratic dialogue of, well, what about this, Ricky? What about that? He comes into the attitude of, what makes you so damn smart? What did you ask me for in the first place, you putz? So.
I love it.
Love you, Joe, but come on, the attitude needs a little adjustment here. At quarterback, again, with the aforementioned eight that we like every week, there's six for this week as far as the marginal plays go. Flacco, Griffin, Freeman, Sanchez, Palmer, and Cutler, largely on a matchup basis for these guys here. running backs, along with the aforementioned 17 that we like every week. The guys for this week that we like situationally, Gore, Spiller, Tate. I'm going to explain that one here. Baltimore's been so bad against the run, I think that Houston is probably going to be using both of their backs here. Keep an eye on the toe with Tate, but I think he's going to be good to go. Felix Jones in for Murray, like Alfred Morris, Sproles, Blunt, and Ridley. Ridley's been pretty close to an every-week play for New England. So those are the ones we like there. Wide receiver, Washington, Harvin, Wayne, Cobb, and James Jones in the Green Bay game. Dominic Hixon, Colston, Vincent Jackson, Antonio Brown, and Brandon Lloyd. At tight end, Cook, Pitta, Olsen, Bennett, and Fred Davis. What that leaves us with, subtracting the guys on the bye weeks here, not subtracting the hurt guys, because as of the time we tape this, it's pretty hard to tell in a couple of the cases who's going to play and who's not. But for the every week plays plus the marginal plays, that leaves us 13 quarterbacks for the week, which is not bad for a bye week when you've got Atlanta, Denver, Kansas City, Miami, Philadelphia, and San Diego gone. That's six teams right there and a couple pretty decent offenses to boot. 11 tight ends, but both 21 running backs and 21 wide receivers this week overall that we recommend. So no real difference there if all things being equal. If you've got a flex position here as far as running back or wide receiver depth. For the all-in teams this week, the Giants and New England. For the all-out teams, Seattle, Arizona, Cleveland, Jacksonville, and a couple teams we haven't noted that many times, Cincinnati and Detroit. But there's not anybody really marginally that we like there, especially with Andy Dalton starting to go south a little bit. Our five plays that we like more than any other among our marginal players this week. Robert Griffin III in what should be a pretty good shootout between Washington and the Giants. Felix Jones, as we said, in for Murray in Dallas. Sproles, who I think is going to be a big part of the resurgence of the New Orleans offense. Cobb for Green Bay. And Colston for New Orleans, who I think, along with Sproles, is going to be a big part of continuing to get that offense souped up again, as we think it will be going on through the year. So those are our plays. And again, Atlanta, Denver, Kansas City, Miami, Philadelphia, and San Diego are gone. So six teams that are out for the week and six all-out plays. That's 12 out of 32, my rudimentary grasp of math tells me. So it's amazing that we had as many plays this week as we did, even if it didn't seem like a whole hell of a lot. So any thoughts on any of that before we dispense to the heart of advice giving, Kyle?
No, I'm just really lamenting over this Andrew Luck Cam Newton decision. I haven't had a tough decision.
That's tough.
Yeah. Because Newton, both of them have to be better than they were their last time. It's not like a case where it's like, oh, okay, Luck did really good last week. He's due to come down. You know what? Is there a great free agent out there that I'm missing? Because every time I look at the waiver, I'm like, who are these people? I mean, these leagues are I told you a couple weeks ago I was in a spot where this is the week where I'm in trouble, too. I have Jamal Charles and Michael Turner on both the bye. Remember, I think live on the air I picked up Danny Woodhead with you once. I'm going to start him and C.J. Spiller this week. I think I'm all right. Hopefully I just make the right decision.
For as much junk as we've talked on the air about the Cleveland Browns, and justifiably so, if you're looking as far as a trending direction goes, I don't know if Josh Gordon is still available in your league. But 12 catches, 274 yards, 3 touchdowns. He's averaging 22.8 yards per catch, which, again, that would be a league-leading thing over the course of a season if you could do that. Again, that's I'd say that's about a 50-50 call. Or what are you in, a 12-team league?
Yeah, 12-team, yeah.
All right, yeah. I mean, that's probably –
I'll look it up right now. But here's the problem, though.
Yeah. It is a Cleveland-based league.
It's a Cleveland league, so I'm sure someone has them.
Yeah, that's going to be an issue. The other thing, too, if you're looking for a lot of yards per catch, if anybody in your league has bailed on a guy that I took some ribbing for drafting in both of my leagues, but I took him in the 10th and the 11th round, Brandon LaFell, who's really kind of fallen off, but 17.4 yards per catch. If anybody's given up on Brandon LaFell yet, I've been too smart to do that, but if anybody else has.
He looked okay when it looked like Carolina. I remember the New Orleans game when Carolina looked okay.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, this guy is going to be good. He's going to opposite Steve Smith. They do have receivers for Cam Newton.
And if you figure that Cam Newton is near basically the bottom of that trough, you got to figure that Brandon LaFell is going to be a part of whatever resurgence comes from here. I'm not saying it's going to be a huge one, but there could be some resurgent play coming from this point on. As far as anybody else that there could be, again, if anybody gave up on or I'm not going to say didn't draft because he probably wasn't drafted, but he was probably picked up as a free agent based on his play early on. Stephen Hill, then he got hurt for the Jets. But
I actually drafted him.
Good.
I drafted him, but I've cut him.
Well,
since, yeah.
All right. Well, if you were the guy that cut him, you may want to reconsider on that.
Yeah, let me take a look here at some.
Because he's coming back, and there is a severe dearth of options for the Sanchez to be able to chuck to him. So that remains yet another option here. Hawkins in Cincinnati, I'm guessing somebody probably already jumped on him. Don't necessarily
Stephen
like
Hill's
him.
Still available in our league. Josh
is
Gordon is not.
Okay.
I don't think.
Yeah, stupid Cleveland-based league. Yeah, well, that probably gives you all the explanation. Well, yeah, I mean, you could do a lot worse than that guy given some of the other dregs on the waiver wire at this point in time. And, yeah, that's the one guy that kind of comes to mind. Somebody who I've really kind of given up on touting because I had in previous years till my face turned blue. I'm guessing he's probably available. Kevin Walter. I mean, there's a guy that may do some things for you situationally if you go to pick him up. So, yeah.
He's on here. Yeah, he's also got a cold square next to him here.
Yeah.
The old on CBS Sports line, the always dreaded blue square next to him. Quiet night in week six.
Well, as far as it goes, I mean, you didn't realize this, but that's actually a hell of a segue to the feature piece of advice that we want to give for this
program. Well, by the way, Dallas is without DeMarco Murray. We didn't even mention that thing. They're Carolina wins. I like Carolina even more.
Okay. Well, that's it's funny because when you and I were making the picks in mini episode 201, that really didn't factor into my thought on Dallas winning because I think Felix Jones is going to be able to come in and be strong. I recommended, of course, Felix Jones as a pick a moment ago here and a strong one for Dallas as a fantasy play. But what you mentioned about the little blue square on CBS Sports, and again, not to shill for any one entity here, but we've had a good relationship with the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider, had Dave Richard on the show a number of times. My leagues, and I'm not commissioner in any of these ones, I don't make the call, but my football and baseball leagues have pretty much uniformly been through CBS, and I'll give them a thumbs up. It's been a great experience playing in leagues.
We actually
on there.
Pay for our league, our site still.
Right.
Most people don't because we were, you know, Ricky, I mean, other than you, I don't know anyone who's been doing fantasy longer than us. I mean, we go back to the old paper. I mean, you remember this.
I
tell people, it's like, what? That people did that?
Yeah.
Paper and pen. Remember when you used to do that? Study hall. I mean, you're a little older than me. Me and my good buddy Rick Schultz, I'll never forget having to tabulate points out of the newspaper
our
in
commissioner.
Study hall.
Yeah. Bob.
And God was that.
Bob Benick. He's an occasional FDH Lounge contributor. Yeah. He used to love doing that. He actually really.
I did too, actually.
And I'll tell you what, too. I always felt like that. I know why he loved it, because it gave him an advantage, because he was forced to be immersed in this.
Yes.
And he's so competitive that he knew that it
would.
I mean, I'm not saying there's anything untoward about that. Bob's an honest guy. But, you know, I think he saw an advantage. He recognized one when he saw it. But as far as it goes here, the little blue square on CBS and things like that, since we are doing this mini-episode as part of the 200th newsletter at fantasydrafthelp.blogspot.com, I wanted to give a featured piece of advice here. We're all about the core thing with fantasydrafthelp.com is about extracting value mercilessly here, much as someone might do running a place like, oh, say, Bain Capital, squeezing all the life out of it and tossing it aside afterwards. That's what you want to do. You want to be the cold-blooded mofo sitting in your draft doing that, squeezing out value. And I have increasingly found over the last year or two the way to do that, and what I'm about to say can be overstated. It can be taken too far. I'm not saying don't ever sweat injuries, but there's a lot of value out there because of people being scared little ninnies, and I'm being family friendly by using those words that I wouldn't be using off air, as far as staying away from guys. I'll give you a couple cases in point here. My 12-team league that I'm in, my really good team, my defending champion team in football out of my two teams here, first two rounds I was drafting in the middle of the rounds went Brady Gronkowski, Now, this is one where, again, it's not mandatory tight ends in this league, but, of course, you know, Gronkowski is easily worth a second-round pick. But it's rounds 3, 4, 5 after that. Jamal Charles, Mike Wallace, and Adrian Peterson. You had Charles and Peterson, of course, coming off of the knee injuries, Wallace coming off the holdout in the preseason. All I can say is thank you, everybody in the league, for being so terrified of these things here and letting these guys drop to me in rounds 3, 4, and 5. You can say what you want to say about them and about the risks involved. I think sitting here, and I think it's not 2020 hindsight, to say 2 months ago, those guys never should have gone rounds 3, 4, or 5. I don't feel like that's 2020 hindsight. I'll give you another example. This one is truly, truly unbelievable. My 20-team baseball keeper league that I'm in. Yeah. This is insane, Kyle Ross, and we have 40-man rosters.
Wait, there's more insanity other than the fact you're in a 20-team keeper league?
20-team keeper league.
This isn't AL only, is it?
No, okay. That would be outstanding.
Okay.
40-man rosters, all right? So we have a whole buttload of minor leaguers. I've been known to draft guys in college and high school. Yeah, we're because you can hang on to guys for 10 years, all right? We go 5 auction rounds. So 100 players get thrown out for bidding before we get to a straight draft that goes after that, okay? So I'm going to take you back to last April. 100 guys were thrown out for bidding. One of the 100 guys not thrown out for bidding, and I was picking relatively early in the round because this was a down year that I was coming off of. I rebounded to make the playoffs here. And by the way, I'm going to do a little campaigning in advance. I deserve to win Executive of the Year in the balloting that's coming up in this thing for my 99-win team, and all you numbnuts out there better vote for me because you know I had the most deserving team. All right, editorializing aside, one of the things that really helped me here, keep in mind again, 100 guys got bid on. One of the guys who didn't get bid on, and keep in mind that you can keep guys for up to 10 years in this league, he had a little red cross next to his name. Alan Craig was going to miss the first couple weeks of the season. Alan Craig was available to me with like the 3rd or 4th pick, whatever it was, in the draft after the 100 guys were bid on. I snapped up Alan Craig for 10 years at $1 a year.
Wow. One does it better.
OMG. Oh, he's got – didn't you see the little red cross next to his name? Rick, he might not be back until May 5th.
Oh, my God. I watched the deep end of the top 100 OMG moments in WWE history. It's really annoying in the scary moment. They keep going, oh, my God. They keep doing it and everything.
But, I mean, that's a perfect example of the mentality right there. There is value if people in your league are excessively afraid of these things. And, look, and I've had teams, and I've got one of my good buddies from high school, and somebody who is a member of the FDH Academy of Arts and Sciences who votes in our Pantheon balloting, Paul Pasek, longtime friend of mine. Look, we've had some baseball teams. We're in a non-keeper league. Okay, we've had some teams where there's just years where it's like, ah. You know, we took Kendry Morales last year. Okay, well, he's only going to be back in, like, June. Okay, he didn't play the whole year. We had Ryan Howard this year. How'd that work? Now, granted, it was like the 15th round when we took Ryan Howard. But we're like, 15th round. Got to go on Ryan Howard. So I say this as somebody who's got some arrows sticking out of my hide from things that have gone bad. But it hasn't changed my mentality, Kyle Ross. You got to do this. You got to be cold-blooded. I'm sure you've had some examples like that, too, where you've been able to do that to somebody.
Sure. I mean, there's a lot of times when people just, like, it seems like a guy's stock slips for no good reason. I got Michael Turner in the 4th round of my draft.
4th?
Yeah.
That's amazing. I had to go, I think, 2nd for him in mine. That's,
yeah,
that's
most
great.
People did. It sounded like they got him at the end in 12-team. I mean, it's a 12-team league, not 14-year, but still.
Yeah.
It seems in most 12-team leagues that he went in the back end of the 2nd round. Yeah, I got him in the 4th round. I got Wes Welker in the 5th.
Oh, 5th? Wow.
Wait, no, that's a lie. That's a damn lie. I got him in the 3rd round.
Third round is still very good. Yeah. I mean, he was a 2nd round value at least.
Yeah,
so
that happens sometimes.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. You got to pounce on that aggressively here. So, all right, glad to know your team's doing well through.
Hopefully,
through week 7.
I'm in trouble this week. I could be 4-3 and scratching my head.
Well, hopefully not, but we'll come back a week from now and see how we're stacking up.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine,
Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Paper Mate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.